since the storm, we've seen how many trees have come down and the damage that it causes. And I think it will cause a lot of hardship for farmers if they have to pay for all this themselves. So what I'm asking for is a special aid package be made available to them, and that the trees that are deemed unsound would be cut as soon as possible. Because we need to be proactive in this and not wait for the next storm to come, you know, for more damage. We have people that were without electricity for 3 weeks now. That's not all the trees on the farmer's land. That's the forestry are the main offenders in that area. But there are people still without telephones, no house phone coverage. And I've had a number of people on to me. And, you know, there are some quite elderly people that don't like using mobile phones, and some of them have alarms attached to their house phones, and we've been told by air that it could be as long as another 3 weeks. So we need to take whatever preventative measures now. We've already asked the government to deal with the forestry situation and the, you know, the space that's left between the trees and where the wires are, and that be extended, and that they be compelled to do that. So, but for the farmers, we're asking that grant aid be made available to them to deal with trees on their own land.
Ultimately, it's, you mentioned the previous storms, weather conditions have become more and more adverse, and, you know, we could see more and more of this happening.
Absolutely, and that's why we need to prepare for it. I don't think anybody expected the storm to be as bad or to do as much damage as it did. But particularly when you look at what happened along both private forests and Cuilte forests, where trees were down, wires were entangled all in through the trees. And I think this is ridiculous. And now that we know what happened, and we know the extent of the damage that was caused and the hardship that was caused to people, like people without electricity for 3 weeks. And I mean, I'm aware of people that had electric beds and mattresses that they need for their ailment. And, you know, nothing was working, and people with other medical devices. So we can't wait for that to happen again. And we need to be put measures in place that will deal with it. I mean, the other thing is put all the cables underground, but that's going to be a very long and expensive process. That's not going to happen straight away. But I think Cuilte and the private forestry companies, I know they're meeting now and they're looking for grant aid from the government. I don't think the taxpayer should be paying for that.